Shanghai News Centre at 6. A record number of second doses of coronavirus vaccine have been given in a single day, while there's been a big jump in first jabs. It follows 2 days of much lower than normal figures, with officials blaming a slowdown in supply. The Education Secretary has more than doubled the amount of funding to help children catch up on lost learning during the coronavirus pandemic, but Labour doesn't think it's enough. It's hoped the extra £400 million will be used to run classes through the summer holidays in England. But Gavin Williamson says there are no plans to lengthen the school day. He's acknowledged the impact the crisis has had on young people.
No child should have their prospects blighted by the pandemic, and I'm determined that this isn't going to happen.
He says the return to classrooms on March the 8th will involve increased testing. Alex Salmond will give evidence to a committee investigating the Scottish Government's handling of complaints against him on Friday. The former First Minister was due to appear today, but he pulled out last night. More than 30,000 women are going to trial at-home smear tests. They're going to be given kits in the hope it'll help cut the number of cervical cancer cases. A large proportion of women ignore invitations because they're embarrassed or nervous. Maria Dullahan was 18 months overdue for her screening when she was diagnosed with cancer.
I do feel like I could kick myself a lot of the times that I hadn't just, when that invitation arrived in the post, just picked up the phone and booked the appointment there and then. I just forgot about the letter, basically.
In sport, Tottenham are breezing into the last 16 of the Europa League. They're leading Austrian side Wolfsberger 1-0 and are 5-1 up on aggregate. And stars including Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson have been posting messages of support online for Tiger Woods. Medics say the golfer's lucky to be alive after injuring his legs in a car crash in Los Angeles. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever. Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Stand under my umbrella. La, 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 la. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. Every Wednesday, 6 till 7 p.m. We've got some great news lined up as well as some amazing songs, so make sure you listen to the whole show. Once again, in the studio with me this week is my dad. Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. Our first story this week. It's not the main story. It's not the one on the front. No, it is the one on the front cover. But it's not one of the first ones that I usually pick. It's in the science and technology section.
Ooh.
Yes. So the front page was all about Destination Mars. So new missions reach Mars. So two out of three spacecraft due to arrive in Mars this month have successfully entered the red planet's orbit. The first was launched by the United Arab Emirates. UAE, for short, last July, and reached orbit on the 9th of February. Wow. Quick maths.
Yeah.
From July until February. How long is that?
7 months.
Well done.
Thanks.
It was joined by the Chinese aircraft the following day. The third mission is a craft called Mars 2020, launched in the by the US space agency NASA, carrying the latest Mars rover, Perseverance.
Yes, and Perseverance has touched down this week.
Yes, which was due to arrive on the 18th of February. Did it?
What was that, last Thursday?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I suppose it did, because it's been in the news and there's been pictures. And yeah, it's safely touched down and is now roving around Mars.
Mm-hmm. Unlike the first one which landed, and Perseverance, Al-Manar, which was the second one to land, didn't land yet.
No.
Will not land on Mars.
Oh.
No.
Why not? Where's that going then?
It will spend one Martian year.
Okay.
687 Earth days orbiting the red planet and taking measurements to find out how hydrogen and oxygen leak from the Martian's atmosphere into space.
Okay.
Do they mean Martians by aliens?
Well, no, not Martians. Exactly, no. Something to do with Mars is known as Martian.
Alien.
That doesn't mean that something to do with the moon is Moonian.
Aliens. You could have just said aliens. These chemicals were once bonded together as water on the red planet's surface. Al-Manar will also send detailed images of Mars back to Earth. These spacecraft had to put on its brakes during the final stretch of its journey, travelling at more than 75,000 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a bit quick. It still took 7 months to get there.
Exactly.
Should have gone faster.
And then it took 7 months to get back.
Hmm.
That's 14 months in total.
Might just leave it there.
Yeah, but yeah, he has to come back.
Why?
I don't know.
There's no person there.
But it still has to come back.
Might not. Might
yeah, but what if it's collecting research, which it can't send back? It's like storing it inside of it.
But I think it's analysing it. Well, that's what Perseverance is doing, isn't it? Perseverance is analysing what it finds and then sending messages back to Earth.
What if they want to keep something from Mars?
Oh, I don't know.
They've got to send a personnel.
It'll be pretty... Perseverance landed by basically being lowered down on... Well, not maybe not ropes as we know them, but it was lowered down because it couldn't just land. You couldn't land something on Mars.
No.
So they lowered it down. They parachuted something into the orbit, and then they lowered the Perseverance, the six-wheeled rover buggy, down onto the surface. So I don't know how... I don't think they're going to be able to pick it up again.
Oh.
It's just going to be left there, roving around on its own forever.
Okay. So travelling at more than 75,000 miles per hour, it could have hurtled past its destination and off into deep space.
Deep space.
Deep space.
I mean, as if Mars isn't deep enough.
Deep space. Mars is Earth's twin. Or is that Venus?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to establish.
If it's at its
that's
twin.
What Perseverance is doing. It's trying to work out whether there's actually ever been any life forms on Mars.
Aliens.
Possibly. It could genuinely be. This is quite scary stuff.
Luckily, it was able to slow down as planned and go into orbit. So it didn't go off into deep space.
Deep space.
No. Al-Manar is the UAE's first mission to another planet. So where else have they gone into the sea?
Probably.
On land.
Well, the UAE have actually created islands, haven't they? They've built islands off the coast of...
How do you build an island?
Lots and lots of earth and sand and stuff.
You just go into the water and go, right, put a bit of sand here.
Yeah, that's
now
what they've
done. Now a bit of soil.
The palms that come off the coast of Dubai and Abu Dhabi have been man-made. They've been dredged up. We're going off the subject of Mars at the moment. But that's what
I'm still confused on how you can build an island.
They've built an island and then they've built on the island.
Okay, it's just an island. There were celebrations across the country when it arrived safely, and the world's tallest building in Dubai. You were just talking about Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said anywhere else. In Dubai was lit up in its honour. The second spacecraft to arrive, Tianwen 1. I think
if you say
that
so.
One. Is due to stay in orbit until May or June. After this, it will attempt to land on the surface. Tianwen 1 is China's first solo mission to Mars. Unlike Tianwen 1, NASA's Perseverance won't be hanging around in the orbit, but will head straight to the surface of Mars.
Which is what it's done.
Yes. As the week Junior went to press, it was on track to land at around 9 p.m. Did it land at 9 p.m?
Let's just say yes.
Okay.
Because I know, I think it might have been a little bit late. But I mean, I literally minutes late. I think
yeah.
It was pretty much on time. It took 11 minutes. All I know is it took 11 minutes for the signals to come back from it wouldn't have been the rover. It would have been whatever engine thing was lowering it down. So the people that were in the
control center
over here had to try and judge everything 11 minutes in advance.
So it takes 11 minutes for a message to travel from Earth, from Mars to Earth.
Yep.
But yet it takes a rover 7 months to get from Earth to Mars.
Well, that's kind of, yeah,
why
symptomatic
not just 11
of how
minutes?
Far it is.
It's the same distance it's travelling.
Yeah, but it has to go into orbit, doesn't it? And it has to circle round and orbit around the planet before it can... It can't just. It's not just like flying a plane, is it? You go up, down, done.
I don't know. I've never driven it.
You've got to exit Earth's orbit, then you've got to go a long way, and then you've got to enter Mars's orbit around a little bit, find a nice spot to land,
mm-hmm.
Nice beach and stuff, and then land.
Okay.
That's oversimplified it a little bit, I'm sure.
This is the fifth rover NASA has sent to Mars and the largest. And Perseverance is also carrying a mini helicopter explorer.
Very good.
Mini helicopter.
So presumably if there's other rovers already there, then
there'll be five there.
Yeah.
But yet Perseverance is the largest one.
The largest one.
Would it literally be like a Range Rover? Not like an actual Range Rover.
No.
What would it look like then?
Have you not seen it?
No.
What have you been doing?
Work.
Yeah, right. No, it's a bit like, well, it's like, it's just a moon buggy. It's like a, sort of a thing.
Look like a golf buggy.
It's not really like a golf buggy, no. It's got six wheels, it's got
six.
Antenna, and it's got all sorts of little bits sticking out all over it so that it can collect samples of the earth and stuff like that and then analyse them.
Six wheels.
Six wheels.
Good grief.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
One ear out the other, burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through our fingers, watching through our fingers.
In my thoughts you're far away, and you are whistling a melody, whistling a melody, crystallizing clear as day. So easily, picture you so easily. What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
What you do?
By your favourite song, I've been dancing at the funeral, dancing at the funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
You won't be a partier. I have to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my world. So get drunk, call me a fool. Put me in my place, put me in my place. Pick me up off the floor. Put me in my place, put me in my place. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. And each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Watching through my fingers, watching through my fingers. Cause every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
That was a Good Grief by Bastille.
And do you know what's ironic? So you gave that a little link by saying Good Grief.
Yes, I did.
The voiceovers in that are taken from a movie called Weird Science.
Whoa.
Science doesn't get much weirder than going to Mars, does it?
No.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
No, because Weird Science is a little bit before you.
And that was weird that they both linked in different
ways.
Exactly
right.
But now it is time for... our Around the World update. Three stories from somewhere around the world. Somewhere on Earth. Not on Mars. On Earth. Would you like to do our first one? I like when you do your first. No, I want to go first.
No, you did that last week.
I know. Then I told you you could go first, but I want to go first this week. I like going first.
Go on then.
So, in Angola, primary schools return. Primary schools have opened again in the African country of Angola.
It's not. It's Angola, for a start. But carry on.
After 11 months of being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. As in the UK, there were rules in place to help keep everyone safe, such as wearing masks, maintaining social distance and washing hands. Schools are asking pupils to repeat the rules after their teachers every day. Every day. So that they can learn them off by heart. Schools closed in March 2020 and were due to reopen in October 2020, but a rise in the number of infections meant that they stayed shut for a few more months. Where are we off to now?
Well, we're going to Amsterdam. Albeit we're going back in time a little bit, we're going to Amsterdam about a week and a half ago, where over Valentine's weekend, people in Amsterdam were having so much fun in the cold weather, which seems like a long time ago now because it's been so nice for a few days. They were skating on frozen canals. That's how cold it was in Amsterdam. And I mean, I know it was cold here, but in Amsterdam, for canals to freeze over when Amsterdam is probably, 200 miles away, something like that. It makes you realise just how lucky we were here that it wasn't that cold. But people were skating on frozen canals, they were playing ice hockey on frozen lakes. And I saw one clip which was quite amusing. Was a man skating around having a lovely time and showing off a little bit on a canal in Amsterdam. And then he got something caught. He caught something with one of his blades of his skates and went straight through the ice. And I imagine that was fairly
very cold. And I think he was only wearing shorts. Or something like that.
Let's hope so. I didn't notice that, but yeah.
Try find the video again and look at what he's wearing. I'm pretty sure he's only wearing shorts.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that. I'll find that in a minute. But yeah, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, told people to enjoy the weather, but still be mindful of coronavirus restrictions.
Yes.
And try not to fall through the ice, presumably.
Yeah. And our final one, in France, an 117-year-old recovers from COVID-19. So Europe's oldest person has recovered from COVID-19 without showing any symptoms. Sister
How An- old?
117.
Wow.
Sister Andrew, a nun who became infected with the virus at the age of 117, told the Var Martin website, "I didn't even know I had it." Sister Andrew lives in the nursing home, so she had to stay isolated in her room as she could not spread the disease to other residents. She was asked if she was frightened. Sister Andrew replied, "I wasn't scared because I wasn't scared to die."
Well.
At 117, Europe's oldest person to recover from COVID-19.
I mean, I guess by the time you get to 117, you've probably accepted that, do you know what, I've had a good life. And
yeah.
Dying probably doesn't scare you. But well played.
Yeah. But she didn't know. She didn't show any symptoms. Which.
Yeah.
Especially at 117, she didn't show any symptoms. That's quite surprising. But they were our three stories from around the world. France, Amsterdam. Where was the other one?
Angola.
Angola, that's it.
And I've actually just found a little bit of an extra to the skating story, and the man wasn't wearing a shirt.
That's much colder. Was he wearing shorts?
I can't see because I'll have to play the video and you won't want me doing that while we're on air.
You can look at it after and then say just before our food talk. But next up, we've got two more songs. We have got One Last Time by Ariana Grande and Your Song. No, not Your Song. Train. But, no. We've got Drive-By by Train.
Drive-By by Train.
Yes. And One Last Time by Ariana Grande.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Like you, I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by, just a shy guy looking for a two-by, hefty bag of home-by. Love when you move me, everything is groovy. They don't like it, so me.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I was a liar, I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie.
Oh,
cause I don't wanna be without ya.
Was Drive-By by Train.
Train with Drive-By.
Drive-By by Train. I prefer that. And One Last Time by Ariana Grande. Did you find that video?
I did. And the mad fool was only wearing a pair of shorts.
In the cold. And then he fell into the ice.
Skates. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
Just thinking about it makes me cold.
Chilly.
Falling into some ice. Putting some ice on your hands is cold. Bearing in mind him not having a top on and shorts, just having shorts on.
Yeah.
Must have been cold.
Joe Wicks has been doing an ice bath. Yeah, after his workouts. And you can see the way he lowers himself in that it's not particularly comfortable. So maybe that's the way forward. Maybe you just, you know what, don't lower yourself in, just fall straight into the ice.
Whee!
There you go. Joe, if you're listening.
Next up, we have our food talk. This was actually, ready, the only thing in the magazine related to food.
Whoa.
And it's the real or rubbish.
Okay, then.
And it's rubbish.
Oh, you ruined the surprise now.
Well, no, because otherwise it's going to make no sense.
Okay.
If it's a real, I won't say it's real, because I'll just carry on reading the whole story, but this is rubbish.
Right.
So, chocolate must be 100% cocoa.
That's ridiculous.
Wow, you just ruined it.
I mean, yeah, but come on.
Germany is changing it. This is rubbish, by the way. This isn't real. Germany is changing its rules on what can be called chocolate. Now, all chocolate bars must be made of 100% cocoa in order to be labelled as chocolate. Cocoa is one of the main ingredients in chocolate bars, along with sugar and milk. It is made from a seed of the cocoa fruit, which comes from cocoa trees. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Dr. Dulcke Battenberg.
Now then, really?
Head of Germany's Food Regulation Agency said the new rules would make chocolate bars more healthy because they contain less sugar. Isn't that just what a dark chocolate is?
Dark chocolate, well, I suppose it's less sugar in ratio to the cocoa, yeah, because a really, really dark chocolate is usually something like 70 or 80% cocoa.
Exactly, so it'd just be dark chocolate. Very, very dark chocolate.
Yeah, and probably quite bitter.
Yes. But that is all rubbish. Rubbish. It is the complete opposite. Germany's chocolate maker, Ritter Sport, that's actually their name. This is all real now.
Yeah.
Cannot call its bar made from 100% cocoa a chocolate bar because it is too pure and does not contain sugar. So it's just dark chocolate then. It created a bar that uses cocoa juice to sweeten the bar instead of sugar. The company wants it on the website. The rules were crazy. Isn't that just dark chocolate sweeter though?
Which is no bad thing.
Yeah, but it's just 100% cocoa. There's no milk.
Yeah, I mean, I like dark chocolate. So,
I don't.
You know, I'd give it a go. But it's either going to be really rich or just, you'd have thought, really bitter.
Yeah. One of the two.
Anyway, don't mess with it. There's no need.
Exactly.
There's no need. What's the matter with these
chocolate people? Chocolate is chocolate. You don't need to mess with the chocolate. Chocolate.
Although some chocolates are better than others.
Go on then. You're going to start an argument.
Dairy milk.
Okay.
Hands down.
Okay, what one then? You can't just say dairy milk.
Well, I mean, you can't beat just dairy milk. But if you're going to add something to it, I reckon add both fruit and nut.
There's actually a fruit.
The whole, yeah, I know, that's what I mean. The whole nut one is good, but fruit and nut trumps.
What about Toblerones?
Toblerones good.
Maltesers?
Yeah. Take or leave Maltesers, actually.
you weirdo.
I mean, if you're going to do a comparison of chocolates, then...
Go to the sweet people we were talking about last week, well, who yes. are being hired. You need to talk to them about
yes.
it. They
yes.
will. They will talk. They will
or just
it.
Get a job there.
Yeah, or just get a job. You've been 18 or over.
The comparison has to be Dairy Milk versus Galaxy versus the king of chocolates. Not necessarily the best, but Green and Blacks. They know how to make some chocolate. But then you've got Thornton's as well. Oh, my word.
You can have that chocolate conversation to yourself, and then we'll have a song. Then we'll come back. We've got a three-minute song. You then will then come back, and you can tell us what your favourite chocolate is. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, okay. Right, our next song is Your Song by Rita Ora.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love. No fear, but I think I'm falling. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips, through my heart beat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, I only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like
So, you thought of your favourite chocolate and the one you think which is overrated.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, we're not going to go all the fancy stuff because there's a really nice Dairy Milk bar at the moment which has got peanutty, caramelly stuff in there. It's really good. But of the bog standard chocolate bar, I don't think you can look beyond fruit and nut, in my view.
Okay.
Assuming you don't have a nut allergy, and I apologise to those that do. But that's my favourite. And the most overrated, I'm going to go most overrated chocolate bar, so I'm excluding Maltesers, which are equally overrated. I'm going to go, controversially, Curly Wurly. Curly Wurly's overrated. It's just chewy.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and fruit and nuts just nutty.
It's not, though.
It is.
It's a chocolate heaven wrapped around little raisin and nut angels. Whereas a curly whirly is just...
No.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. A curly whirly
is overrated.
I'm trying to explain it like you explained your fruit and nut chocolate. It's caramel. Smooth, chewy caramel in a kind of a plaited, kind of weird shape, drizzled and coated in a beautiful milk chocolate.
It's just chewy.
Oh, right.
I mean, what do you do though? Do you
eat it?
Yeah, but do you? Oh, I don't know. Do you break it apart? Do you chew it bit by bit? Do you suck the chocolate off?
Don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Curly whirlies. Oh, there's no normal way to eat them.
Anyway.
I've just had another message, by the way.
We need to speak about these.
The controversial one as well.
Go on then.
Overrated chocolate bar, Whisper. Whisper.
No.
I disagree. That's just pure chocolate.
Anyway. Shh. Koala causes a car... These are our little stories now. We have 5 minutes to speak.
Come on then, hurry up.
Too much about chocolate.
Get on with
it. No, we're going to say one of them. Extremely thin house up for sale in London. What can be described as the skinniest house in London has been put up for sale with an asking price of £950,000. The house, which is in the district of Shepherd's Bush, has 5 floors but is only 1.7 metres wide. The building used to be a hat shop before it was converted into a home by the fashion photographer. The estate agent selling the home claims it's very quirky and charming. The ultimate designer house.
1.7 metres wide.
Yep. Don't even know how long that is.
You can't even get a sofa in, can you, surely?
I don't know. I think it's quite far back.
Or a bath.
I don't know. And our last one, we've got to say this quickly so I have enough time to say goodbye. Koala causes car scare. A cuddly little koala bear in Australia caused a 6-car crash after it wandered onto the motorway. While trying to avoid injuring the wild animal, drivers ended up crashing into each other instead. Nobody was hurt, but the accident caused hours of delay. One person stuck in a traffic jam spotted the koala and put her in a car to keep the creature safe. The koala then reached to the steering wheel and posed for a photo. So I've just caused a whole load of...
It was me.
Yeah, it was me. Hello, I'm here. It's okay. Even though it just caused a 6-car crash.
We'll get all this cleared up soon, but please bear with us.
Yes.
Bear with us.
But koala... Hilarious. I'm laughing so much. Now, our next two songs before I say goodbye is In Case You Didn't Know by Olly Murs and Symphony by Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson.
Maybe you're out tonight with somebody else by your side, oh, and you forgot about me, yeah. I guess you're moving on. You got sick of me like a song. Oh, it's playing on repeat. While you're living the good life, I feel a sharp knife stabbing me straight through the heart. You gotta know that. Other girls, yeah, tried everything in the world, to forget your face. But why would anyone stick around when I can't help screaming out at the worst time your own name? 'Cause while you're living the good life, I feel a sharp knife stabbing me straight through the heart. chance to make one move. Still waiting for you to call. Banging my head against the wall. I'm so hopeless without you. I'm here all alone, wondering if you feel as low as I do without you.
Phoenix 98 FM.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone,
Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
So that was In Case You Didn't Know by Olly Murs and Symphony by Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson. I still can't believe that you think curly whirlies. Overrated.
Sorry. Yeah.
Should be.
Well, you know, that's it. But they're like the toffee pennies in Quality Street, aren't they? They're rubbish as well. Just all too chewy. Just like chocolate, pure chocolate. Like Whispers as well.
I like Whispers. I like every chocolate apart from dark chocolate, really.
Although, what's the other? There's Whispers and Twirls. They're a bit too similar, really. What's the other one? There's another one like those as well.
Flake. Flake is literally a twirl, but a longer version of a flake. No, of a twirl.
And a twirl has got a wrapping around it. A chocolate wrapping.
So does
than,
a flake.
No, not like as in the wrapper.
No, that's the Whisper you're thinking. Oh, yeah.
Sure, there's another one as well. But, yeah, they're all right.
Although, I love how the last bit of the show has been chocolate-related.
Yeah, well, we didn't have much of a food debate, really, did we?
No, not really much of a food talk, but...
Ripple's another one.
Yeah. Yeah, Ripple.
Yeah. Ripple, Flake, Whisper, Twirl.
They're all similar. But it's still chocolate. I'll be happy with any kind of chocolate.
Still chocolate and still better than Curly Whirlies.
But that is all from me this week. That's enough of our chocolate talk.
Never enough.
For this week. But I will be back next week with more from the week. Junior. Next week will be March.
Wow, it will.
Yep. But, yep, so that's all from me. Just stay safe. Stay, I can't remember what I say. Stay safe. Stay at home. Have a good evening.
Stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned for our next people show.
Next people, yeah.
Our next shows.
You're an hour.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know, j'adore la mer. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. 'Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you disappear. The fire and the cold.
know that I'm not the hand that you hold. As you're walking away, will you call me to tell me you're alright? 'Cause I worry about you the whole night. Don't repeat my mistakes, I won't sleep till you're safe inside. If you're home, I just hope that you're sober. Is it time to let go now you're older? Don't leave me this way, I won't sleep till you're safe inside. Everyone has to find their own way, and I'm sure things will work out okay. Always stop with the truth. All we know is the sun will rise. Thank you, lucky stars, you're alive. It's a beautiful life. If you're home, I just hope that you're sober. Is it time to let go now you're older? Don't leave me this way, I won't sleep till you're safe inside.